Just outside the town of White Clay, an upside-down American flag flies on a wooden pole next to a teepee. A camouflage net provides shade for two young men using a carpet knife to sharpen some long sticks. They say they're making spears. 15-year-old John Dreamer Richards insists that the crude weapons are for self-defense. He's among those camped here to protest the liquor sales in White Clay.
Me and my mom used to stay in White Clay, and I just don't like drinking because it broke my family apart.
Alcoholism in Pine Ridge is rampant. The unemployment rate here can top 80%. White Clay has one paved street and four liquor stores. Homeless Lakota who come to drink can outnumber town residents. Activists aiming to curb beer sales with blockades and marches accuse store owners of arming local thugs with baseball bats to intimidate them. Protests here are nearly an annual event, but the violence is relatively new. Aloha Martinez is among the leaders at this camp. She has a message for those selling alcohol in White Clay.
You and the alcohol industry are banking off of the misery of the Ogallala, and that will stop. You know, so our main goal is, again, to always keep a presence of resistance against alcohol here.
But protesters like Martinez are also accused of violence. Nebraska officials have issued a warrant for her arrest, and another protester was arrested in Lincoln last month while trying to file a complaint against liquor store owners. Protesters are accused of attacking beer delivery trucks. Jamian Simmons is a Sheridan County prosecutor.
They used axes and sledgehammers to smash up the trucks. There were threats made to the drivers that if they came back to White Clay, they would be killed. Individuals were flashing knives at the drivers. They were shoved out of the way so that the protesters could have access to the vehicles, and numerous threats. I mean, that is the evidence that we have.
Protesters say vandalizing a beer truck is not an act of violence. They deny making threats. Liquor store owners and beer distributors won't comment. Just across the state line are the offices of the Oglala Sioux Tribal Government, where President Brian Brewer is sitting in a busy office. Brewer supports protesters, but advocates for peaceful resistance. He accuses Nebraska officials of ignoring the real problem.
My concern is that as soon as tires are slashed, the governor of Nebraska is calling for a press conference. They're not worried about our people that are dying up there. They're not worried about our little kids that are getting killed here on the reservation, 10-month-old kids, because of the use of alcohol. They don't consider that. They're worried about a beer truck. And I'm sorry, I don't care about that beer truck.
As the protest on the border continues, the tribal council is considering a resolution, putting prohibition itself up to a tribal vote in 2014. Council member Larry Eaglebull reluctantly backs the idea of legalizing alcohol here. While he recognizes the perils of alcohol use, he says the tribe could benefit from taxing sales to pay for treatment programs.
That's a very, very serious issue, this alcohol. We've been dry for so long, a dry reservation. But you got to look at reality. It's here. It's not going anywhere.
Back in the protest camp near White Clay, those like Aloha Martinez are criticizing tribal council members who want to allow alcohol.
They're cannibals because they want to profit. They want to gain something off of the misery of their own. To me, that's a form of cannibalism.
Strong words. And as Martinez speaks, the sticks that young men are carving into spears nearby are taking shape. Protesters here fear an attack, but hope they won't need these weapons. As the beer trucks continue to roll into White Clay, resolution to this standoff doesn't appear any closer. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.